Thank you, Ganesh, and dear listeners. After the Vedan tutor, let's move on to the Bhajan tutor. We know that famous instance, the dialogue between Narada and Vishnu, where when Narada asks Vishnu, "What is your permanent address?" and Vishnu says, "My permanent address is not in the Vaikuntha or Kailasha or even in the heart of the rishis. My permanent address is wherever my devotees sing my name, that is where I install myself." Music is such a powerful way to connect to the divine. In fact, even before the divine took a human form, it is auspicious music that filled the household of Pedda Venkamma Raju and Mother Ishwaramma. It was music first which heralded the birth of Bhagavan. Om is the greatest of all sadhanas, and all our bhajan sessions begin with Om. All mantras begin with Om. The sadhana of Hanuman was Om. That is the power of music. That is the power of Nama Sankirtana, of chanting the mantras. And Swami has given us this beautiful way to chant His name through beautiful music, to make it more easy for us, to make the journey more exciting for us. Let us make most of this beautiful opportunity. Let us begin another musical journey. We start with a prayer. Let us offer our most prayerful and grateful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved, beautiful Bhagwan. Dearest Lord, please hold our hands and take charge of our hearts, so that every moment our heart beats, it beats for You. Every time we decide to do something, we have You in the backdrop of everything that we want to achieve and perform. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to a fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. The bhajan we are going to learn today is a prayer adoring our Lord Sai as the Mother Goddess. It is in the language Sanskrit, and the first line goes like this.
Jaya Devi Bhavani Ma.
So let's begin by becoming familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan. After the lyrics, we'll move on to the tune, the raga of the bhajan, the beat of the bhajan, and also what every word of this bhajan means, and what has Bhagwan got to say, how He wants us to understand the significance of this bhajan. So let's begin with the lyrics.
Jaya Devi Bhavani Ma. Jaya Sai Bhavani Ma. Jaya Devi Bhavani Ma. Jagadishwari Sai Ma. Parameshwari Sai Ma. Jaya Sai Bhavani Ma. Jaya Parti Nivasini Ma.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning how to sing this bhajan. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line without any musical accompaniments. Then you will hear Brother Anirudh follow each line after Brother Ravi Kumar. And as you listen to this, dear listeners, please sing along.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C sharp pancham.
Jaya Devi Bhavani Ma.
Jaya Devi Bhavani Ma.
जय देवी भवानी माँ,
जय देवी भवानी माँ,
जय साई भवानी माँ,
जय साई भवानी माँ,
जय साई भवानी माँ,
जय साई भवानी माँ,
जय देवी भवानी माँ,
जय देवी भवानी माँ,
जगदीश्वरी साई माँ, परमेश्वरी साई 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 माँ,
जय साई भवानी माँ, जय प्रतिनिवासिनी 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 माँ,
जय देवी भवानी माँ।
So that is a beautiful bhajan adoring the mother goddess, and for those of us who love to contemplate on the bhajan and decipher the technicalities, let's learn a little more about the raga of the bhajan and what makes the bhajan so beautiful. So Anirudh is here with us in the studio. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the make of this bhajan?
Saram Vishwam.
Saram.
This beautiful Devi bhajan is based on rag Bilaval. Mostly it is based on Bilaval, which is Shankara Bharanam in the Carnatic classical, Bilaval in the Hindustani classical music. And to add to the beauty of the Bilaval, we added a small note, Ni Komal, which makes it Alaya Bilaval.
Okay.
Or it is also called as Hari Kamboji in the Carnatic classical music. So in this raga you have the notes. Sari, all Shuddha notes.
Sari gama padani sa.
That's Bilawal.
Sari gama padani.
The komal ni.
Sani da pa magare sa. Sani da pa magare sa. Sari gama padani sa.
So, when I sing the avarohana of this raga, actually I am reminded of yet another raga, which is Desh. So, in the raga Desh, you have
Sari ma pa ni sa ni da pa ma ga re sa.
The avarohana of Desh is similar to the Alay Bilawal.
Yes.
Whereas while going, we have
Sari ga ma pa, Sari ga ma pa da ni sa ni.
So, both the knees are there. So that's a blend of both Alay Bilawal and Bilawal, or you can also call it Hari Kamboji and Shankaravarnam. And of course, I'm not making it complicated. There is one more raga which is Khamaj in the Hindustani classical music, which is very very similar in the flavor of these notes.
Sa ga ma pa da ni. Sa ga ma pa da ni sa ni da ba ma ga re sa.
So to make it simple, finally you have
Jaya Devi Bhavani Ma,
mostly based on Bilawal and Alay Bilawal, which is the Shankaravarnam and Hari Kamboji in the Carnatic classical music. So when we do the swaras for each line, definitely this bhajan has more standing notes. We will definitely know as to which note we should stand in Shruti.
Yes.
So that it is proper and it makes it beautiful.
So this slight twist to Bilawal adds a very beautiful flavor.
It's a very unique flavor, yeah.
So why don't you perhaps give us a glimpse of how the raga is?
Yeah, I would surely love to do that with the help of tabla.
Sa re ga ma pa da ni sa ni da pa ma ga re sa.
Na 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 na.
If I'm not wrong, this is the composition of brothers Ram Lakshman from Odisha, right?
Yes. They sing a lot of Devi bhajans and in fact a lot of Sarvadharma bhajans too.
Yes.
They have many compositions.
Some are very beautiful.
Yeah.
So are there any other bhajans in this raga, Anil?
Yeah, in this, the similar flavor you have bhajans like Nandalala, Nandalala, Nacho, 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 Nandalala. And you also have Ram Naam Bolo, Sai Naam Bolo, Sai Shyam Ghan Shyam Jai Bolo. So you have the both the knees, the Rishuddhini and the Komali in these bhajans, which is very well similar to Jai Devi Bhavani Ma.
Beautiful. In fact, standing on the knee is something very vital.
Yeah, the composition can be of standing in the knee, or it can also come like a glide. Like okay. For us, this bhajan is concerned, it comes like Jaya Sai ta na 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 Jagadishwari Gamapani Nisad. First one is Rishuddhini. Jaya Sai, that's a glide from Sani Da Pamagare Sa.
Beautiful. Yeah, as you said, let's take every line and we'll discover the beauty of the bhajan more.
Yeah. Let's do the first line.
Yeah.
Jaya Devi Bhavani Ma Gapa ma gare gare sa ni sa.
Gapa ma gare gare sa ni sa.
Jaya Sai Bhavani ma. Sa ni re 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 gare gapa ma paga.
Sa ni re 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 ga re ga pa ma pa ga.
Jaya Devi Bhavani ma ga pa ma ga re ga ma ga re sa ni sa.
Ga pa ma ga re ga ma ga re sa ni sa.
Jagadishwari Sai Ma Parameshwari Sai Ma Gamapani Nisa Nisa Nidapa Gamadada Ninidadapa Magapa.
We can split this line into two halves. Let's do the first half.
Ga ma pa ni ni sa ni sa ni da pa.
Ga ma pa ni ni sa ni sa ni da pa.
Gamada dani ni dada pa magapa.
Gamada dani ni dada pa magapa.
Jaya Sai Bhavani Ma. Jaya Parti Nivasini Ma. Pa ga 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 ri ga ri sa ni ri. Pa ri 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 ga ri sa ni sa.
Pa ga 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 ri ga ri sa ni ri. Pa ri 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 ga ri sa ni sa.
Jaya Sai Bhavani Ma. Jaya Parti Nivasini Ma. Sasani Nini Dani Dapa Mapada. Mama Dada Dani Nida Dapa Magapa.
Sasani nini dani da pa ma pada. Mama da 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 nini da da pa ma ga pa.
Her sounds so melodious when you listen to the swaras of this bhajan. So let's move on and let's do the beat of the bhajan.
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is 8-beat. Adi Talam, the Carnatic classical music, which is also known as Kaherva in the Hindustani classical music. The count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3.
Jaya Devi Bhavani Ma.
Jaya Devi Bhavani Ma.
Jaya Sai Bhavani Ma.
Jaya Sai Bhavani Ma.
Jaya Devi Bhavani Ma.
Jaya Devi Bhavani Ma.
That was a nice flavor of Abhang in the
yes
tabla by Anand.
That only shows how much tabla can add to the beauty and the vibrancy of the bhajan.
Definitely. It's the soul of the bhajan.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Vishu. Saram.
Now that we have become familiar with the lyrics, the raga and tala of this bhajan, let's move on to understanding the inner feeling with which the bhajan should be sung, so that we can offer it with heartfelt devotion to our beloved Lord. And for this, we need to know the meaning of all the words in this bhajan, at least to a certain extent. So let's start with the first line.
Jaya Devi Bhavani Ma.
The first word is Jaya, which means victory, V2. The second word Devi means goddess. Devi comes from the root word Div, which means to shine. Devi is one who shines with power, with brilliance, with beauty. Devi also denotes the supreme universal energy. During a discourse in 1988, Bhagwan elaborated on the cosmic energy principle and said, "The supreme Shakti or cosmic energy principle manifests herself in the form of Durga, Lakshmi and Saraswati. Durga grants to us energy, physical, mental and spiritual. Lakshmi bestows on us wealth of many kinds, not just money but intellectual wealth, the wealth of character and others. Our health, which is our greatest wealth, and Saraswati bestows on us intelligence, the capacity for intellectual inquiry and the power of discrimination." The third word is Bhavani. Lord Shiva bears the name Bhava. Hence, his consort, Mother Parvati, is called as Bhavani. In fact, this is one of the names in the 1000 names of the Mother Goddess in the sacred Lalita Sahasranamam. Bhavani also means she who gives life to the routine life of human beings, the one who also grants liberation. In January 1960, a respected Sanskrit scholar from the University of Paris in France came to Prashantanilayam, and during an interview one evening, he made a desperate plea to Bhagwan saying that the Vedic scholarship was fast declining in India, and he asked Bhagwan to revive it and foster it. And in reply, Bhagwan said, "The Vedas are not for India alone." And then Bhagwan emphatically declared, "I have come for that very purpose. I have come for Vedic revival, and it shall be done. I will do it. Wherever you are, you will know of it. The world will share that joy, that light." And soon enough, Bhagwan started the Prashanti Vidvan Mahasabha, the assembly of pandits or Vedic scholars. During Dasara festival in 1965, about 200 pandits had arrived at Prashantanilayam. And on that occasion, Bhagwan said, "Goddess Bhavani handed a sword to Emperor Shivaji and ordered him to venture forth to re-establish Dharma in his dominion." Bhagwan then pointed to himself and said, "Now this Shiva Shakti is giving these pandits the sword of courage so that they will go forth to revive Dharma in the world. This Sabha," Bhagwan said, "will move forward from victory to victory because it is contributory to my work." And look at how Vedic knowledge and Vedic learning and the interest in Vedic India is today. The Vedic movement has spread to every corner of the world. Russians to Australians to Fijians to Spanish, everyone is learning Vedam. Everyone wants to chant Vedam. They are able to feel the peace and the profundity of these hymns. Let us listen to a discourse clip where Bhagwan explains the meaning of Bhavani. This is from a discourse delivered on his birthday in 2000.
Prema Sarupulara.
Embodiments of love.
Manavudu. Yentati Guppavadane 20, Meeku Eenadu Teliyadu.
Today you may not realize how great manhood is.
Daivam Manusharupena.
God is in human form. Every man has got the divinity within him.
Bhavani Shankaralu anetuvanti oka balamunaku ee prakrutiye manaku pratyaksha sakshi.
Bhavani Shankara has got this meaning nature which is the witness.
Anaga Shivasattatmak swaroopame Bhavani Shankaralu.
Bhavani Shankara is the very representation of Shiva and Shakti.
Bhavani anaga Shraddha.
Bhavani means Shraddha, steadfastness.
Shankara anaga Vishwasamu.
Shankara, Vishwasa, faith.
Bhavani anetuvanti yokka Vishwasa, Shankara, Devata undinappude, Vishwasam anetuvanti Shivudu, akkada tandavam aadtadu.
When once there is this Bhavani, then you find the Shankara, faith dancing.
ఈ విశ్వాసము కేవలం ఒక విధమైనటువంటి ప్రేమ రెండూ లేకుండా జీవితమే శూన్యము.
In fact, life is lost, bereft of faith and love.
జగత్తంతా కూడాను ఈ విశ్వాసము ఆనందంతోనే కూడి ఉంటున్నది.
The whole universe is full of faith and bliss.
అయితే మానవుడు ఈనాడు విశ్వాసం పైన తగినటువంటి ఒక నమ్మకం పెట్టడం లేదు.
But man today has lost his faith.
విశ్వాసమనే భవాని అందరి ఎందు ఉంటున్నది.
భవాని రిప్రజెంటింగ్ ఫెయిత్ ఈస్ లేటెంట్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీవన్.
దివ్యత్వమైనటువంటి శంకరులు కూడా అందరి ఎందు ఉంటున్నాడు.
శంకర సింబలైజింగ్ డివినిటీ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీవన్.
ప్రకృతి అంతా కూడా అర్ధనారీశ్వరమే.
ద హోల్ నేచర్ సింబలైజెస్ ఆండ్రోగైనస్ డివినిటీ.
కనుక మానవత్వంలో ఉండేటువంటి ఈ దివ్యత్వాన్ని గుర్తించడానికి ప్రతి వ్యక్తి కూడా ప్రయత్నించాలి.
And hence every person should make an honest attempt to know divinity.
ఇటువంటి ఆధ్యాత్మాని ఇంతకంటే గొప్ప అయినటువంటి ఒక ఆధ్యాత్మిక మరొకటి లేదు.
Beyond this principle of the awareness of the self,
భవాని శంకరుని యొక్క ఆరాధన ప్రతి మానవునికి ప్రధానమైనటువంటి యొక్క కర్తవ్యము.
To understand the principle of Shankara, the divinity, is the main responsibility of every individual.
Thus, Bhavani means Shraddha or sincerity of purpose. When there is sincerity in work, we have faith, and this leads to success in life. When we carry out any work with sincerity, it is like worshipping the goddess. Work automatically gets transformed into worship. A beautiful example of this is the Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital project, which Bhagwan himself started in the year 2006. This was the time when villages were not able to access even small facilities which are available in towns. There was no proper infrastructure to build super speciality hospitals in villages, and that is how Bhagwan made the sankalpa, the resolution, to take the hospital to the villagers. Bhagwan said there is no need to install all these machines in villages. The machines should be carried in mobile vehicles along with the doctors to the doorstep of the villagers. So schools were converted to makeshift clinics and hubs. The entire gamut of classrooms were converted into a mini hospital, and every month they were provided medical services from morning till evening. Bhagwan made Dr. Narasimhan the director of the mobile hospital project, and he says Swami was very clear when he told me that he was naming this project the Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital and not a clinic or a mobile camp. He told us that other than surgeries which require general anesthesia, we should be able to do everything else in the villages. And Dr. Narasimhan says even if we could not do a few things, we somehow got them done in the nearest possible medical center. The mobile hospital project not only provides the services but also educates the villagers about health and hygiene. For Bhagwan, prevention of health was more important than cure of diseases. And that is how Dr. Narasimhan ensures that there is quality health education which is provided to all the villagers, and all this is done with a spiritual undercurrent. More time in fact is spent in conveying how to keep their physical, mental and psychological being pure and positive, how to adhere to values and how to remain connected to the source that can heal them, how to do service, how to chant the name of God and be at peace. Once in an interview, Bhagwan blessed Dr. Narasimhan with a chain, and Dr. Narasimhan said, Swami, please bless me that I can do your work with devotion, with dedication. And he was about to say with love. Swami himself said, yes, with love. And then Bhagwan went on to add, 60% of the treatment happens when you offer your service with love. And it is only the remaining 40% where if the doctor does a good job, Swami's grace automatically flows. So 60% of the healing of an ailment of the patient is based on the love with which doctors and paramedics look at the patient. And the mobile hospital project indeed has brought about such a tremendous transformation in all these planes, physical, mental and spiritual, in hundreds of villages around Puttaparthi. In fact, the World Health Organization revised its vision of health and said health is a state of complete physical, mental, psychological and spiritual well-being. And it is in this respect that the mobile hospital today has grown into a moving medical model for humanity. In fact, on December 23, 2013, the Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital was recognized by the jury of CNBC TV 18 Healthcare Awards for its use of innovation in bringing transformation in the lives of rural people. Bhagwan said, where there is sincerity, there is faith, and there is love, and that is why there victory is guaranteed. And that is what is the meaning of Bhavani. Moving on, the fourth word is Ma, which means mother. Let me narrate at this point the experience of Mrs. Madhuri Naganand. She and her husband, Mr. S.S. Naganand, have been long-time devotees of Bhagwan. Mrs. Madhuri Naganand is is a trustee of the Sri Sathya Sai Ishwaramma Women's Welfare Trust, and Mr. S.S. Naganand is a trustee of the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust, the apex body that runs Prashanthi Nilayam. Though Mrs. Naganand is extremely devoted to Bhagwan, she is particularly fond of the form of Mother Goddess Durga. She once had a wish to perform a Laksharchana Puja for the second time. And this puja is very, very strenuous, where you have to do about 20 to 25 Lalita Sahasranam chanting cycles every day, which means about 8 to 9 hours of puja daily. So it's an elaborate ritual, and she had done it earlier when she was younger and healthier. But when she wanted to do it the second time, she was not in the best of health and she was having severe back problem. And so Mr. Naganand tried to dissuade her, but when she was not convinced, finally, Mr. Naganand said, "Let us ask Bhagwan. If he agrees, then you may go ahead with the puja." And a few days after this conversation, they were blessed with an interview with Bhagwan. And the minute Mrs. Naganand asked Bhagwan the question about performing the puja, Bhagwan said, "You have to take your husband's permission." And now both Mr. Naganand and Mrs. Naganand exchanged looks, and so Bhagwan asked, "What happened? What's the matter?" And then Mr. Naganand caught hold of Bhagwan's feet and said, "Swami, I would love for her to do the puja, but her state of health does not permit now. And I've been telling her not to do it this time, and I seek your blessings for that." Bhagwan then looked at Mrs. Naganand and said, "See what he says. You need to listen to him." Then Mrs. Naganand requested Bhagwan and said she longs to see the Devi Swarupa or the Durga Ma in her full form, the vision of the Mother Goddess. And when she made this request, Bhagwan looked at her for a long time. He gazed into her eyes and Bhagwan said, "Can you see God with these eyes?" And then Bhagwan assured her and said, "I will give you drishti. I will give you that special vision so that you can behold the Divine Mother." So that is how the interview concluded that day, and later Mrs. Naganand and Mr. Naganand went to the Vaishno Devi temple that summer in North India. Mrs. Naganand could not climb the steps and had to be taken up in the palanquin. Throughout the journey, she was reading the Lalita Sahasranamam and its meaning until they reached the top of the hill. Her only prayer was her wish to do the Laksharchana Puja. She kept praying to Bhagwan, "When I am not physically fit, Swami, how can I do this? I want to do this and I want your blessings. I leave it to you." Somehow in just 4 days after returning from the temple, she started making preparations to do the puja. She arranged for the priest and all the other things that are needed. The only thing she had not gained was her husband's permission. Still, she went ahead making the preparations, because she felt that Bhagwan was with her and Bhagwan had in some way given her the permission. It was an 11-day puja with around 12,000 archakas, 12,000 priests in a day, and they did the Laksharchana for nearly 125,000 cycles. On the last day, the Purnahuti day, when the concluding fire oblations were performed, it was a very, very intense spiritual experience. It was for 5 hours in the morning and 4 hours in the evening. And Mrs. Naganand was very busy, fully involved doing the fire sacrifice. And on the last day of the Laksharchana, when she was sitting and watching this Homakunda, the sacred sacrificial fire, the fire was blazing out, and suddenly she saw something very interesting. She saw from the pit a sacrificial fire that was about 3 feet tall. And suddenly, in that resplendence, she actually saw Goddess Durga sitting on the lion. And what really amazed her is every time she was offering into the fire, it was as if Goddess Durga's tongue would come out and take that ahuti and go back. She was in a shock. She never believed she was seeing something like that. But after a while, when the experience continued, she accepted and now very gladly made the offerings with the fire, because she could see that all the offerings were going directly into the mother. She was accepting that through her tongue. And Mrs. Naganand was now very peaceful, because she actually saw the goddess seated peacefully on a lion, on the Homakunda, on the fire. Even till this day, she says, "I cannot explain what I felt. The presence was so powerful. In fact, she could not enter that room for some time after the puja because she felt there was someone always there in the house. In fact, after the puja was over, she was scared to even open the door. And she would actually call her husband and together they would open the door because it was such a real experience. She felt that someone is there in the house. Her prayer to Bhagavan, the assurance of Swami, and the sadhana of going to Vaishnava Devi temple and making this prayer and converting this prayer into a sadhana blessed him with the darshan of the Mother Goddess. It is only the grace of Mother Goddess that gave her the power to complete 125,000 cycles of the archana, of the worship. That is the grace, that is the blessing of the Mother Goddess. She is extremely merciful. All we have to do is have that sincerity of purpose, then everything shall be granted to us, and in a most unexpected and the most thrilling manner. That is what is conveyed in this line, Jaya Devi Bhavani Ma, victory to that Mother Goddess. We move on to the second line.
जय साई भवानी मा.
Sa means divine, I means mother. Sai therefore means divine mother. So in this line we proclaim victory to our divine mother, Sai. Let us move on to the third line.
जय देवी भवानी मा.
This is a repeat of the first line of the bhajan. We move on to the next line.
जगदीश्वरी साई मा, परमेश्वरी साई मा.
Jagadishwari comes from Jagat and Ishwari. Bhagavan says Jagat refers to the world, coming from Ja, which means come, and Gat means go. And this symbolizes the endless cycles of births and deaths in this world. Ishwari means goddess, and she represents the energy principle that sustains the cosmos. This energy principle that has emerged from the eternal supreme consciousness. The other new word is Parameshwari. Parama means supreme. Ishwari means goddess, as we discussed. So in this line, Jagadishwari Saima, Parameshwari Saima, we hail Mother Sai, who is the mother of this universe, who is the supreme cosmic energy principle that pervades this universe. Let's move on to the last line. And this is sung in two variations of tune.
जय साई भवानी मा, जय प्रतिनिवासिनी मा. जय साई भवानी मा, जय प्रतिनिवासिनी मा.
Here the only new word is Parthinivasini. Parthi refers to the holy hamlet of Puttaparthi, the sacred spot on earth that the Lord chose for His advent. Nivasini means she who resides in. Therefore in this line, Jai Sai Bhavani Ma, Jai Parthinivasini Ma, we call out to the Supreme Goddess Sai Bhavani, victory to the mother of this universe, victory to the one who so mercifully chose Puttaparthi as her earthly abode in this new advent. In fact, Parthinivasini means the one who resides in all pure hearts, because Puttaparthi, as Bhagavan said, means it is a place where you have to put apart the I, where you have no ego, where your heart is cleansed of all its blemishes. Puttaparthinivasini means the one who resides in the heart of those where purity shines. So that is the meaning of this last line. And with that we have finished getting a glimpse of the subtle meaning of every word of this bhajan. There is so much more to it. The more we sing, the more we ruminate, the more insights and experiences the Lord will grant us. So let's now proceed singing this bhajan once again. We will now listen to the complete version of the bhajan as it is sung in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir. And as you listen to this, enjoy, and dear listeners, also join in and sing along.
Jaya Devi Bhavani Ma. Jaya Devi Bhavani Ma. Bhavani Ma.
So that brings us to the end of the present episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you enjoyed this episode. The audio engineers of this program are Sunil and Abhishek, and the background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. We offer this humble endeavor at the lotus feet of our most merciful, beloved Bhagwan. So with that, it's time to move on to the next segment. Shravanam, Mananam, Nitithyasanam, Brothers Prem and Sai Prakash are waiting to take over. We will have a fresh episode of A Matter of Conscience after Shravanam, Mananam, Nitithyasanam. And today we are going to listen to the life experiences of Mr. Jayant Kumar Sengupta, who works as the Chief Program Director in Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission. We will listen to how he has experienced the power of living by the teachings of Swami in his profession. It would be a session to see how easy or difficult it is to live his teachings in our daily life, in our corporate life, in our social life, and what it brings to us in return. So that's coming up 1 hour from now. For the moment, Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhyasanam. Keep listening. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.